Well, one day a little boy came home from CCD and he said, "Mom, is it true that we are dust and unto dust we shall all return?" And mother said, "Yes, son, that is true." And the boy said, "Mom, you better go upstairs and check under my bed. There's somebody up there either coming or going." Well, today we're reminded that we will become dust. In a few moments, we will have ashes placed on our forehead, and we'll hear the priest or minister say, "Remember, you are dust, and unto dust you will return." What powerful words that we should take to heart to be reminded of our mortality. So we begin Lent today by being reminded of the shortness of life, that life is very short, whether we're given 50 years, 75 years, maybe some people will live to be 100, but compared to eternity, it is as nothing. It goes like the blink of an eye, they say. So today we're reminded to focus on eternity, to save our immortal soul. That's why God created us, to get to heaven. And our bodies will eventually die. They will go back to the dust from which it came, back to the ashes from which we came. But there is a part of us that will live forever, and that is our immortal soul. Our soul will live forever. We're made in the image and likeness of God. So our soul is eternal. Our soul is immortal. We will live forever, either in heaven or in hell. And so today we are reminded to begin this holy season of Lent, these 40 days of prayer and penance, 40 days of conversion and growing closer to the Lord, trying to grow in greater love of God and greater love of neighbor. It's 40 days because the Lord himself spent 40 days in prayer and fasting in the desert. So 40 is a very special, very important number for the Lord and for the church. So today we begin this holy season of Lent. The word Lent comes from an Old English word, lengthen, that means spring, because Lent is always that season that takes us from winter into spring. But Lent should be a springtime for our faith. It should be a time where we grow in our faith, where we grow in our love of God and love of neighbor. If we get to the end of Lent without loving God more or loving our neighbor more, it's been a failure. Lent is a time to grow in love, to grow in love of God and love of neighbor. So the Lord in today's gospel recommends three things that he wants all of his disciples, followers to do: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So what are some practical suggestions that we can have to help us grow in prayer, fasting, and almsgiving during this holy season? Well, the greatest prayer is the Mass. So if you really want to grow in love of God and love of neighbor during Lent, go to daily Mass. We have Mass every morning at 8:30, every day at 12 noon. Or maybe where you work, you might be able to get to a Mass that's closer, more convenient. But try to go to daily Mass during Lent. It will change your life. When you go to daily Mass, receive Jesus every day, hear the Gospels, hear the readings applied to your life, it can really help you every day to grow closer to God. Another good prayer, of course, is the Rosary. We should all be praying the Rosary every day. And something I've been doing for years during Lent is every day I say the sorrowful mysteries every single day during Lent. And that keeps that spirit of the passion of the Christ alive in our hearts. Meditating upon the agony in the garden, the scourging, the crowning with thorns, the crucifixion. By meditating upon the sorrowful mysteries every day for the 40 days of Lent, it can really help us to love Jesus more and more, especially to honor his passion. I'd also recommend making the Stations of the Cross at least once a week. Maybe on Fridays, you can join us in the chapel every Friday night at 7:30 for the Stations of the Cross. See, these are ways that we can deepen our prayer life. Bishop Sheen once said that one of the greatest things you could ever do if you want to increase your prayer life is to spend 1 hour a day before the Blessed Sacrament. It's called a holy hour. That every day, sometime carve out 1 hour of prayer before Mass, after Mass, but spend 1 hour before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Then, besides prayer, the Lord today recommends fasting. Fasting. What is fasting? It means making a sacrifice, perhaps in a particular kind of food, and give up a certain kind of food that you like or a certain kind of dessert that you like. Maybe some people will fast from soda or alcohol. Others will fast from television, right? Trying to cut back on all the television that people watch. Maybe cut back on that. Maybe fast from the radio and instead listen to Catholic CDs or pray the rosary in the car or listen to the Bible on CD. Or he can maybe fast from maybe skip a meal now and then and give that money to the poor. There's all sorts of ways to fast. Some people might give up coffee or something else that they like. However, let me give you a warning. Bishop Sheen once said that if you need coffee in the morning to make you loving and kind towards your family, then don't give up coffee. He says, don't give up something that will make you a penance to live with. Okay? So make sure that what you give up is not going to bring disharmony to your loved ones. The last thing the Lord recommends is almsgiving. And almsgiving is generosity to the poor, maybe visiting the sick, going to a hospital, a nursing home, visiting somebody that needs some assistance, showing extra love. See, almsgiving is being generous to the poor and the needy, and especially to being more loving and kind to your family members. So these are suggestions that we can do as we begin today this holy season of Lent. It's only 40 days of prayer and penance. It'll go very quickly. And of course, the main thing you should also do is go to confession during Lent. Sometime during Lent, make a good and holy confession. That'll help a lot. So God willing, by Easter, we will love God more, we'll love our neighbor more, we'll be closer to the Lord, and it can be our opportunity to really focus on our soul. Yes, our bodies will die and go back to the dust from which it came, but our souls will live forever. So this holy season of Lent, let's focus on cooperating with God's grace so that our souls will be brought closer to God by Easter.